You're blessed through the blessing of Abraham, your father. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. You being poor is not all right with God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland as he shares a message on the blessing of the Lord and reveals the purpose of blessings and how to manage the increase to the glory of God.
Let's open our Bibles to our base scripture, which is Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. You are not blessed because you're rich. You're rich because you're blessed. The blessing maketh. Did you get that? The blessing maketh. Now, the world, as we found out in the 73rd Psalm, the world, the ungodly that prosper in the world are after riches so they can be blessed. That's the only way they have of doing it. But the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. He addeth no sorrow with it. Say it out loud. I'm not blessed because I'm rich. I'm rich because I'm blessed. I'm not blessed because I'm healed. I'm healed because I'm blessed.
I'm healed because I'm blessed.
Outstanding. Praise the Lord. Now, you need to continually rehearse that all the time. The world and our way of thinking before we got into the Word of God was just upside down. Amen. So, now then, let's go to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. And let's begin reading with the 7th verse. Now, I want to remind you, we've already learned, and we've known this in the past, but we talked about it off and on for the last 3 days, especially last night, that the blessing of Abraham was activated by Abraham's faith. Isn't that correct? 4th chapter of Romans, we studied that. Well, it still is. The blessing of Abraham is still activated by Abraham's faith. Now, notice the 7th verse. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Well, God preached the gospel to Abraham. Amen. If God was preaching, I'd sure want to be there that night, wouldn't you? Woo! Glory to God. Well, it's a good thing you're here because God's preaching tonight. Praise the Lord. Not me, but the one that is in me. Hallelujah. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Now then, listen very, very carefully, because I told you already that in this service tonight, we're going to the meat store. We're going to be drinking gunpowder soup. Praise God. Now listen carefully. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
With faithful Abraham.
With faithful Abraham.
Now, wait a minute. The Bible said Abraham was very rich in silver and in gold and in cattle. Well, and then we can continue to check out the scripture and find all of the ways Abraham was blessed. Glory to God. Well, he wasn't like that before God called him out of the city of Ur. He was a moon worshiper. Now then, look at verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. You see that little punctuation mark in English there, that a colon? That means so, S-O. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Now the word Gentile here is nations. Nations. God bless Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That is all the human race right there. But Ham and Japheth, they didn't walk in it. They abandoned it, but Shem kept it. Now, Shem became Melchizedek. That was his title, which was the Lord Mayor of Jerusalem. He was head of the schools of the prophet. He was the living sage of God at that time. And when Melchizedek came and blessed Abram of the Most High God, when he brought his tithe and blessed him, when God said nations, he was talking about Ham and Japheth. That's everybody there is. When God blessed Adam, it was for the entire human race. Adam abandoned it. And then God went immediately to get it back. And through Noah, it began. And he blessed his sons. And does God ever change?
No.
So right on down the line, and we just read the effect of it right there. Christ, through Jesus, through his sacrifice, through his resurrection, redeemed us from the curse. And I love to read it like this. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All of us. Now go over to verse 28. There is neither Jew, that's Shem, Greek, bond or free, hallelujah, neither Jew nor Greek. What does that represent? All of us. Glory to God. Indian boys. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Black, white, brown, yellow, red. Hey! All of us. Whoa! I already preached this sermon to me today, and when I get through, you're going to be as wild as I am. Woo! All of us. All of us. Hallelujah. Now then. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go. God preached the gospel to Abraham. Well, let me ask you something. Would Jesus preach any other gospel than what God preached to Abraham? Absolutely not. Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 4. Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Missed a place to shout right there. What did he preach to the poor? You're blessed through the blessing of Abraham, your father. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. You being poor is not all right with God. He's not going to hold it against you for being poor, but I'll tell you, it'll come against you if you find this out and you decide to stay poor. Are you hearing me? I ain't got long. I'm going to be plain. Now, let me read this to you the way the Holy Ghost read it to me after many years. He had to change my thinking about this because of the English punctuations. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, who are the brokenhearted that need healing, who to preach deliverance, the poor are the ones that need deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. In the eyes of God, all of that's under the curse, and if any of it is operating in your life, you're a poor man. I don't care whether you got any money or not, you're a poor man. If you can't see, you're a poor man if you're brokenhearted. That's the reason Jesus read that scripture and said, today the scripture's fulfilled in your ears. He's saying to them, today, blind man, you don't have to be blind, I'm here. Hallelujah. Well, what about preaching the acceptable year of the Lord? That was supernatural debt cancellation. Get the land back that's been lost by the family. Break the debt. Do you remember Satan's biggest problem with Job, the richest man in the East? He came up before God and he said, has he blessed you? Does he fear you for nothing? You have blessed him and you have built a hedge about him. The blessing wall, say it, the blessing wall is around me. When you go, remember we talked about this Babylonian system of commerce? It has the world trapped. If you go to that source and you yield your financial information and you make covenant with that system out there to get your needs met, when you do that, you yield your blessing wall protection. Now, you've limited the rest of your financial life and the rest of your blessing life. Now, God will move in your behalf as long as you walk by faith, but in certain ways, but you can't do one thing over here and not affect something else over here in the spirit realm. You can't do that. And when you get into that kind of area and that blessing wall is hindered, then everything around you is hindered, and now you're capped and you can't get beyond that level. Until you repent and say, bless God, I take back what's mine in the name of Jesus. And I accept the acceptable year of the Lord that's part of the blessing. And I receive my supernatural debt cancellation and my redemption from the hand of the Babylonian Empire. Whoa! Ask me how I know. I've been out of debt for 41 years, praise God. That's the way I learned this. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I wish I had time to go in and tell you some things. Oh, my, my, my. Now, sixth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Man, I'm telling you, we're coming around the corner in the fast lane now. I hope you brought your shouting suit with you. My, my, my. Now, quickly, let's remind ourselves, first of all, from the fifth chapter. Look at the fifth chapter. In verse 10, talking about Jesus, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. All right. Now, look at the third chapter, first verse, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. We are partakers of his heavenly calling after the order of Melchizedek. We studied that last night fairly extensively. Not nearly extensive enough, but we did get into it enough where you can study it for yourself. Now, chapter 6. Verse 13, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you. Now listen. And multiplying, I will multiply you. Be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth. Amen. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all argument. That's the reason we have these covenant copies. So we end all argument right here. It is written. Now then, God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, what? Multiplying, I'll multiply you. Blessing, I'll bless you. The immutability, the absolute impossibleness to change of God's counsel, God's word, God's promise, God's oath. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then, in Genesis, the 26th chapter, don't turn there because I'll share it with you quickly. We've mentioned it several times in the other services. When Abraham died, God appeared to Isaac. Now he didn't have the written word. God had to assure him. Faith cometh how? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This is the only way Isaac could hear it. Don't beg God to come appear to you. He's already appeared to Isaac. You don't need him appear to you. Just read what he said to Isaac and go. Amen. Well, I might believe it stronger, Brother Copeland, if I can see it. No, no, you weren't here last night. No, no. Jesus said, blessed are they that believe who have not seen. So now, he said, I will perform the oath that I swore to your father Abraham, which was what? Blessing, I'll bless thee. Multiplying, I'll multiply. Fill up, multiply you. Fill up the earth and so forth and so on and so on. The blessing of Abraham. Now, haven't we already read that this is the gospel? Well, Brother Copeland, I thought salvation is the gospel. Yes, it is, and salvation is part of the blessing. Healing is part of the blessing. Prosperity is part of the blessing. Heaven in your future is part of the blessing. Do you remember the 25th chapter of Matthew when Jesus said, when they divide the sheep and the goats, what he said to the sheep? What the king said to the sheep? Come, you blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom he has promised to you. Whoa, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Now then, with all that, listen carefully. Verse 1, chapter 7. This Melchizedek, who was Shem, the verse just above that said, the forerunner for us entered even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And remember, we are partakers of that calling, right? In other words, he did that for us. He didn't do that for Jesus. He did it for us. That's the reason Jesus had to become a man. He had to be the seed of Abraham, and he had to be under that blessing. Amen. And then he had to be the one that did not slough it off and violate it. So now he's walking in the blessing without measure in this earth. Every miracle, every healing, everything he did in this earth was a man blessed. The blessing was working without measure because he spoke the word of God. God gave him the Spirit without measure. The resurrection was the glory of God by the Spirit of God. It was under the authority of the blessing in the earth that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Peace, prosperity, health, joy. Salvation.
We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.
Now, from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the all-new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Available on compact disc and DVD, this series teaches you how to open the door to the inheritance of every believer.
Everything in this book, from Genesis chapter 2, is part of the blessing.
In this series, Kenneth explains the nature of the blessing.
You're not blessed because you're healed, but you are healed because of the blessing. You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Meditate with this all-new teaching from Kenneth Copeland and begin today to enjoy all that is already yours as a believer.
To order Kenneth Copeland's brand new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll free at 800-575-4455. The cost for these enlightening and timely messages is just $18 and is available on DVD or CD. To order by mail, you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich today.
Now the blessing has come full circle. You're on the threshold of the total fullness of God intended for His creation. He started it with the blessing, and He'll end it with the blessing, and we'll see 1,000 years of the reign of Jesus, the last Adam, and the blessing is in His hands, and He is in charge of enforcing it when we operate and believe God by faith. Praise the Lord. I want you to order yours today, the CDs and the DVDs on the blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. You can learn once and for all, and to the ability to teach what riches really are, what rich really means, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and in every other way in this earth. Now, on today's message, the blessing is not limited by the color of your skin. It has nothing to do because the blessing of Abraham came on the nations, on the Gentiles. That means all the rest of us, praise the Lord. And this is so vitally important. Neither Jew nor Greek nor male nor female, bond or free. Listen, I am so thrilled with you. You got to have all of this, praise God. Persecution qualifies you for the devil blessing. Amen. Instead of getting all upset because of what they're saying to me, just start shouting around the room, they qualify me for the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, I've had some practice with that over the last several months, and I'm so thrilled with it. Praise God. Say, well, doesn't it bother you what they say? I could care less what they say. I don't pay attention to what they say. It's what this says. It's what this says that I pay attention to. And I say this. I don't go around talking about what they say. My response to that, thank you, sir, for qualifying me for the double. And Father, we just pray over this radio and television audience all over this world and all of our partners everywhere. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich spirit, soul, body, every way. See you tomorrow. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
God's got hearts. He can give you a new heart or new kidneys or new anything else. This is the day of miracles and healing.
I'm moved by what I believe. And I believe what God has said. If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness. Hallelujah.
2008 has been an exciting season of meetings, but it's not over yet. Jump into the deeper things of God at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jump into the fullness of the blessing and walk out all God has for you. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We're blessed of Him. No, not on a sub-level. He didn't give you a little bit of what He has. He's given you everything that He has.